This morning, we're joined by Andy Hoffman from the Team Jack Foundation. And Andy, we're very glad to have you with us today. And I know folks are looking forward to hearing from you.
It's good to be here, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And of course, we have some exciting news to talk about. And that is, you have written a book. It's called Yards After Contact. And that book is going to be available shortly. But Andy, tell us a little bit about Yards After Contact and maybe what the book's about.
Well, it really just kind of chronicles Jack's journey with brain cancer. It kind of shares his story from beginning to end, and then also provides some insights of some of his remarkable experiences. You know, Jack has had a ton of blessings thrown his way throughout his journey. So it was always our goal as a family to do the most amount of good with those blessings. And hopefully I illustrated how we were able to do that.
It's a great book, and I think it's going to be some really good reading, and I know you're excited to get it out, and the books will be arriving here shortly, and we'll let them know just as soon as they're available at the office, but they can also go to the TeamJackFoundation.org website and get them on there too, can't they?
They sure can.
And of course, everybody remembers 2013 when Jack ran for the touchdown at the spring game, and it was an exciting time. And the Team Jack Foundation really took off from that that moment. And I know, I think I've read somewhere we're about $8.4 million toward pediatric brain cancer research. And Andy, I know you'd be the first to say that none of this would be possible without all the great people, not only in the state of Nebraska, but all across the United States and probably even worldwide, too.
Yeah, that's right. You can't raise that kind of money without a lot of good people surrounding you. This cause has had so many special people involved, and it really has helped cement this foundation. I always tell people Team Jack can't exist in any other state but Nebraska. And Nebraskans are such a special people that only in Nebraska can Team Jack exist.
You bet, and we do live in a great state, and we know, Andy, that the folks are really looking forward to getting their hands on Yards After Contact, and it's coming out here in October, and it'll be just a perfect thing to do maybe for somebody for a Christmas gift or for themselves or for your office staff or whatever. But, of course, all the money that's raised from the sale of the book Yards After Contact is going right back to the Team Jack Foundation towards childhood brain cancer research, isn't it?
100%. It's my final dig at this disease. This is part of my legacy. You know, I'm taking the fight with me to the grave, so to speak. And this is my way to fight back at this disease.
Well, Andy, we know that the money raised that the Team Jack Foundation has raised since 2013, like we said, has went towards pediatric brain cancer research. It's helped a lot of families. Of course, there's been a lot of sad stories, too, that we've seen posted on the Team Jack Foundation website from children that didn't survive. But we're really wanting to tackle this pediatric brain cancer research, and I know it's something that's obviously your family cares so much about. And, of course, I know folks maybe recently have heard about your situation. And maybe for those people that don't have social media or haven't seen, tell us a little bit about your health, Andy, and what's kind of been happening in your life.
Well, sure. I, of course, was diagnosed with brain cancer in July of this year after suffering from a seizure during a jog. And it's just been hell ever since. So we had a quick decline after my diagnosis, and then I kind of battled back. It went from, you know, wheelchair bound exclusively to not being able to talk, and then, you know, rehabbed and was able to walk and regained a lot of my abilities. And I was eventually I was over there with physical therapy 3 days a week at West Holt, and was really rehabbing well. Was making it to the point where I thought I was going to be able to eventually go jogging with my daughter Ava. And then all of a sudden, this last week, I had nausea and vomiting, And, you know, I thought it was some kind of iris to start out with, you know, there was such heavy neural decline that, we got it checked out, and, it was tumor progression, you know, on the brain. And, so I'm going to be back in treatment.
All right. Well, we hope that really goes well, Andy. And I know, you're a firm believer of that, and that's kind of what the Team Jack Foundation is all about, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Andy, and I know, you know, with what you've been going through, what you went through with Jack, and now you're going through personally, you had some really good insights on your post here last week, and I think it's something that everybody probably needs to just kind of sit down and talk with their family about and their friends about, and kind of rethink what you've went through has definitely changed kind of your perspective now on what you want to do, isn't it?
It has. It absolutely has. You know, Scott, there's nothing more important than family, and there's nothing more important than letting your family know that they're important. And if you haven't taken the time to tell you, tell him you love him, that guy needs to go and do that.
That is important, Andy. And I know, you know, your family, obviously you need to tell them you love them, but, we have a lot of great friends too, that you don't maybe think about saying that to. And, we couldn't do it without our friends, could we?
Nope. That's true. Nope, that's true. I, especially me. I feel like I've got the best people in the world surrounding me, both as friends and family. And there's nothing better than a good friend.
Well, I think that's some great advice, Andy, that we all can take into consideration and we need to do. And I know, you know, like you said, don't carry any grudges, don't have any regrets. And, you know, even though the pandemic has kind of made us kind of keep close to home or whatever, but do something with the people you love and make some memories. That's what's important, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Scott.
Well, Andy, before we let you go here today, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners out there? Like I said, I know everybody has been calling the radio station and wanting to know how you're doing, and I think everybody will be so happy just to hear your voice here today and share your message and hopefully get something from your message. But anything you'd like to say before we part?
I would like to thank everybody for standing by me for the last 16 years in my law practice. I've had a great career in Holt County. And so I thank you to the clients. You know, and I think we got a good guy to take after it for us, Brent Kelly. So thank you to everybody for being a client, and just thank you everybody for supporting Team Jack and supporting our family during these difficult times. Just thank you, Holt County.
All right, Andy. Know that our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, and we hope to hear from you soon, and we hope everything goes well for you.
Well, thank you so much, Scott.
All right, Andy, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.